Hi, this is another extraordinary session that I'm going to have at the World Economic Forum Davos, the 50th edition for 2020. It's the 50th time. But here it's not just about trade, economics and profit. It might have started out as an economic gathering, but here people talk about the latest frontier of science and technology, how we're going to save planet Earth from warming up and killing everyone, and also how even if we are the strongest of opponents, whether it's religious-wise or otherwise, we can still sit down and talk. So I'm going to give to you one, I've never met any award winner for SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals of the UN, and this very wonderful lady, my new friend, Purnima Boria. I hope I pronounced that right.
Perfect.
She's the winner of SDG 16. I am going to assume that some of us already know about SDG 16, but you can tell us again in the lights of knowledge. What is it about justice and the institutional capacity of that that you have been doing that makes you the winner of the SDG 16 award?
I think making a difference with what you do in your daily life is very important. If we can all be a drop in the ocean, I think we can save the planet. I strongly believe in that. SDG 16 is an award of the United Nations, which was bestowed upon me by the Embassy of Nigeria, Nigerian mission in United Nations, when they had a very beautiful event in September of 2019. So Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, one of them is SDG 16, which relates to peace, justice, and strong institutions. And I firmly believe in that, because for several years I've been working on a project called Rakhi.
Okay.
Rakhi is a concept from India, which is a thread of love tied between the brothers, on the brother's wrist by a sister, and she wishes him long life, health, and happiness. And the brother, in turn, gives a promise to the sister, along with the gifts, that he'll protect her from anything and everything as long as she lives. So this is a bond that is created between brother and a sister. In United States, commercial aspect of this has very successfully thrived and has been adopted by everyone. In India, every day is Mother's Day.
Okay.
But in United States, we designate a day for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Parents' Day, Grandparents' Day. But in United States, I noticed living in 43 years in the United States that there is no brother-sister day. And I feel like it's very important, because coming from India, what I've learned is we have a saying, and we call it Vasudev Kutumbakam.
What does that mean?
Which means the whole global world is a family. So if we all call ourselves a family, why do we have wars, conflicts? Why do we have differences of opinion? Because we are all humans. But so if we can have all these differences, we can also have a common thread that brings us together through this thread of love, which is called Rakhi. Now, I created an organization, and perhaps that is the reason I received this award, along with my daughter. Her name is Rakhi.
Okay.
Even in India, my name, Purnima, means night of full moon. So I'm supposed to spread light in this world. So I think that's why I'm doing this. My daughter's name, Rakhi, means the thread of love, which is the bonding. So I think I want my daughter to carry the legacy, because she has to not only make money through IBM, where she's a director at IBM and dealing with $5 billion sales of IBM. I want her to make a difference. Making living is one thing. Making a life requires wisdom, and I call this peace a wisdom. So when you are talking about raising awareness and knowledge through humanitarian initiatives, is an acronym I came with, which stands for R-A-K-H-I.
Okay.
And this is a flimsy thread of love, but carries a very important message, a message of peace, justice, and strong institutions. If we are strong within ourselves, we can make the world stronger. One person's changing a mind each day, it's like adding a drop one by one, and that's what makes the whole ocean. I see this world as a whole ocean, and each one of us have to put a drop in there. So Rakhi was celebrated with a night of 1,000 dinners for world peace with Coretta Scott King, Martin Luther King's wife, as well as Arun Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi's grandson. And this was celebrated by both of them speaking about nonviolence. And as we know, Gandhi belongs to the world. He's not just from India.
Yeah.
So with his message, I think I'm just a very small person, want to carry the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, which talks about nonviolence. And I think in today's world, we talk a lot about conflict, but let's talk about non-flict.
Okay.
So that we can bring peace, justice, and harmony among the world.
Also wear many hats.
Yes, I do.
On your card, like National US India Chamber of Commerce, founder and CEO, and you were the national advisor to the Obama administration. So, having said what you said, in the East especially, where India and my country, Malaysia, is, I've always thought that culture and religion are two of our strongest foundation for whatever we do. But when I grew up, however, being in the media, exposed to the darkest corners like was discussed today here at the International Bridges of Justice, the moment there is a conflict, it seems like all these ties and binds doesn't matter anymore.
Yes.
Once an oil well is found somewhere, then people are rushing to stake and claim their ownership over it. It's the same thing for other precious things around the world. So how do we put to the test Rakhi in conflict areas, for example? Because it's easy to say it, but when people see death, war, even in America, just the issue of gun violence in school, but the nation is so divided on the Second Amendment, for example, the right to carry arms, but here, school kids are dying, being shot sometimes by their own classmates because of guns.
Because of bullying and all that.
So how do we bring Rakhi across?
Yes. So since you mentioned my finding the National US India Chamber of Commerce to promote bilateral trade between the United States and India and other parts of the world, that is comes into the making a living. When we talk about my affiliation with the Obama administration, I was an advisor to appointed by the Secretary of Commerce of the United States for last 10 years or so to promote growth and policy making of 5.8 million minority businesses of US for the federal agency MBDA, which attributes to a $1 trillion economy of US. So yes, that is a very great aspect, as you said, of commerce. When it takes place, it's really great. Everybody's making money. But when, for example, the palm oil you mentioned, India is restricting on that, or US restricting China from
5G,
you know, tariffs and all that. So yes, there is a way. Whenever conflict happens, right away we work with emotions and we think everything is bad. But I think President Trump is slowly again trying to work it out with the Chinese government, and I'm sure India will work it out with the Malaysian government. But initially, being humans, we work with emotions. And I think that is why we use Rakhi as an emotional binding. When we think about each other, because the differences are, we are a diverse group, but and differences are many, but there's also a common thread that brings us together, which is called being human. And I think fifth element talks about the human aspects in the commercial world.
When I sat there at the room in Congress Center at Davos, looking at Greta Thunberg and the other three or four young leaders who, you know, are very, very young. And you feel that Rakhi, you know, they might not have a physical alignment, but you can feel them talking about the same things.
I would like Greta to talk about Rocky.
Yes,
project.
Exactly.
Because it's one thing to frown at a world's biggest leader, which I think is not her, but I think it's a lot of people behind the scene that are probably putting her up to that. And I'm being very, very honest about it.
Correct.
Because I see her as my child. Mm. I have three daughters and I see her as the fourth one. But I think some of these things really need to be talked about. Mm. If we take a stand for something, but if we take it with aggression, I believe that's a wrong route. It's just like when we want to reach God, we go with a sublime attitude. I think Greta needs to adopt that.
But maybe when she sees fire burning down homes and animals,
yes,
hundreds of millions of animals like mm-hmm. in Australia, maybe the urgency and the frustration that powerful leaders are just refusing to do anything about it.
Right. But you know, as Gandhi used to do, without one bullet being fired, he was able to achieve independence for India. I believe in Gandhi's attitude, and I think Greta should take a close look at that. And I think you can get a lot done with peaceful means than aggressive means.
Okay.
We can be assertive, but we shouldn't be aggressive. Huh? If she was my daughter, yes, that's what I would groom her.
So how would you reconcile, because you were advising President Obama, mm-hmm. that's a very important thing to do. And now suddenly you've got to live in the era of President Trump,
yes,
which is a stark difference. Mm-hmm. So how do you reconcile that with what
you
we said?
You know, I will be very honest. I hear that for Prime Minister Modi, I love him and I have a lot of respect for the man. And many people may disagree with me, but I know India and I know the prestigious brought to India in the world community, that today prime ministers and presidents of every country is going into India and signing MOUs with India. I'm very proud of my Prime Minister Narendra Modi. By the same token, I'm very proud of President Trump too. There may be a few things I may not like from his past, but today what he's doing for the country, I'm very much for it. So I'm a fan of President Trump as well. And the reason I'm saying that is not because he's the current president. We have elections coming up. So presidents come and go. But what I see is when you have unemployment rate lowest in last 70 years,
okay, fair enough,
that is a lot.
Okay.
We have so many jobs that we don't have people applying. That's a very good thing for the country from economic point of view. And the second thing I feel is, besides the jobs, the stock market is at the highest
ever. Yep.
I think those two things are good enough for me, so hats off to President Obama.
My last, to be the devil's advocate to that.
Absolutely.
Both Modi and Trump, mm-hmm. from the other side of the fence, mm-hmm. has been looked upon as leaders who, maybe I can put it this way, mm-hmm. controversially,
yes,
making new policies that pushes divides rather mm-hmm. than integration.
Mm-hmm.
Kashmir and the new mm-hmm. citizenship law, for example, mm-hmm. President Trump and building mm-hmm. of walls at the border, mm-hmm. at the same time rolling back Medicare, for mm-hmm. example, Health for All that President mm-hmm. Obama worked hard for, mm-hmm. and the cost of getting health treatment in mm-hmm. the US mm-hmm. is way above reachable to many in the bottom 40, for example.
Mm-hmm.
How would you, you know, address that for the skeptics?
Again, as I said, I only think positive, and that's my attitude in life. So to see the positive side of what Prime Minister Modi has done, if you look at the history of how Kashmiri Pandits were thrown out of their own homes, killed. I know of a family that lives in Denver, Colorado, where I am from. And every day to listen to them crying that, you know, I want to go back to my home, but they can't. I think Prime Minister Modi has done something spectacular, which has given their home back to them. And Kashmiri Pandits are very grateful to him. So you will always see there are people that are trying to make waves to say that, oh, everything Modi is doing is bad, but I think everything Modi is doing is right. Maybe some of the methods are wrong, and which who am I to assess him, the leader of such a great country? I'm a very small person before him. But with all due respect from being in India, knowing India very well, initially, when you start clamping on corruption, nobody likes it, because people who are making money through corruption, which is big business conglomerates, yes, are not going to like it. But the real top 20 businessmen of India says that what Modi has done is a fantastic thing. Okay. Ratan Tata, for example. Yeah. All right. So let's leave it to that when it comes to India, because I'm not a spokesperson for India. Understood. I'm giving an opinion of myself. When it comes to President Trump and building the wall, I think President Trump is very lovable teddy bear at times. Why? Because he'll do something to get the attention, and he'll say, we're going to build the wall. We are going to do this. We are going to do that. And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's doing that. But you know what? Then he sits down with his people, and he says, okay, I'll just change this. And then he'll sign it, and he'll show it. Okay? So in a way, he does things differently. But he does things that what others want him to do. But he'll do it on his terms. Remember, he's not a politician. He's not going to say the right things. He's not going to smile and do all that. He's a businessman. He's taken care of a lot of agencies that were redundant. Unnecessary money being spent.
So you argue to give both Modi and Trump more time, and you can see the results coming.
Absolutely. I strongly believe in that. And I hope United States and India gives both these leaders more time. And I am hoping that, and I'm pretty much guaranteeing, unless the impeachment comes in the way, I wish both of them many more years of leadership.
And all leaders in the world, especially in Davos, should take heed from what Gandhi did a long, long time ago.
Yes.
Satyagraha or non-violence is the way to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The day we stop talking, we're going to start fighting, so we keep on talking.
We keep on talking.
And Purnama in Malaysia is a full moon also, so that's how close we are, even though we're very far, 5 hours, 6 hours flight. This is a specially recorded interview at the World Comic Forum, the 50th edition in 2020. Thank you, and we'll
Thank
see you
Thank you so much.